My favorite Packers moment would probably be when we beat Carolina in the NFC Championship game just before our Super Bowl with Brett Favre, when he won that Super Bowl that year. That was here at home. As much as we lived that during the 60s, we were young kids and we didn't have any idea what that was like, and we knew of that legacy but yet didn't. And then all of a sudden we were really truly a part of it. And I looked at my sister who was sitting next to me at that game, and she had tears running down her face, and I can't say I didn't.
Lambeau Field is the heart of Green Bay. I grew up on Shadow Lane, which was happened to be, my backyard was Lambeau Field up until about my sophomore year of high school. Every morning you could wake up, you could look out your back window, eat your Cheerios, you could see Lambeau Field. It's a beautiful thing.
I had an amazing childhood. It couldn't have been better. I grew up on Stadium Drive, block from the stadium. You jump my backyard fence, you're in Lambeau Field parking lot.
Growing up by Lambeau Field is the biggest thrill any child could have. You know, you have the excitement of game days, you have practices all summer. There's always tourists to bother in the neighborhood when you're a kid, and you know, it's something that was always going on when you lived across the street from Lambeau Field. I started being a bike kid as soon as my parents let me across the street.
For me, moving to Green Bay in sixth grade, the biking tradition was, you know, a way for me to, you know, meet people, get out of the house. So I learned a lot and met a lot of people. It was cool because you met people from not just where you were going to go to school, but you know, surrounding communities. You know, was our, you know, our first job was being a biker kid.
We're waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning, get across the street to Lambeau Field, get your bike ready because your player's coming down for a 7:15 practice. So how we spent our summers. We knew what we were doing that summer.
Parents would probably let them ride their bikes 5 miles to go over to watch Packer practice. So it was more, a lot of kids around and by themselves.
Back when I was riding players down on my bike, we would just walk up to the stadium and we would walk inside. It wasn't the production it is now, so to speak. It was just very, very informal. We would walk right up to the locker room door, wait for the players to come out.
When I was a kid, you got to make sure you got the nicest spokes, you got the nice tire, brand new tire, maybe get a Trek, maybe, you know, something a little nicer, just so you make it. What if you get Gilbert Brown? What if you get Earl Dotson? You never know what's going to happen that day. You never know.
There's definitely a sense of responsibility when you're a biker kid. You have the, you know, the player kind of depends on you as his ride to get to practice.
We spent a lot of time walking through this parking lot, coming up to give the Packers rides down on our bicycles. Then when they were done practicing, we'd get out on the practice field and play around too.
Yeah, being a biker, and there was a rookie involved, you knew that you were going to have to at least carry 17 helmets or 8 shoulder pads or carry about 6 Gatorades. You know, the rookie, if there was a rookie hazing, you were involved in it as well.
I considered being a biker kid my first job because, you know, we were up at, you know, 6 a.m. To bike down to Lambeau Field. And then you were there just about all day. You know, you would come home when the sun was setting. So as long as the players were at Lambeau, you were in the area, you know, either trying to get autographs or keeping up with practices, watching practices. So you were gone just about all day while your parents were at work.
Those summers are the best summers of my life. You know, you got to hang out with some of your best friends, meet the new kids in the town. I'm still friends with them today, and I still give them the same nicknames that I gave them when they were bike riding kids. When I was younger, there was no way near what it is like now. I mean, we had a pack of about probably like 30 kids that were always there every day. And, you know, you get the guys that came in here on the side for, you know, visitors. Now it became a huge tourist attraction. Now it's just something bigger than, you know, I've ever seen. So when visiting teams came into town, they would do a walkthrough. Well, one year the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they parked up by Lambeau Field and they were going to do their walkthrough down here on Rain Edgekin Field. Well, for some reason, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers players knew about their bike riding kids because we were there, you know, getting autographs from the opposing teams. You know, you got your studs over there, work done, Warren Sapp. You know, they had pros too, and that we saw as heroes in the NFL. So while we were over there, they had to walk down and come to the practice field. Warren Sapp, he came out of the tunnel and he said, "Hey, where was one of them bike riding kids?" And this is Warren Sapp. I mean, this is a Pro Bowler. This is five, six, seven-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion, Warren Sapp. He goes, we're one of them bike rider kids. My brother actually got to give him a bike ride down from Lambeau Field down to Ray Nitschke Field. And it's just, the NFL picked up on it. And that says it right there. That's crazy.
The bike tradition dates to 1961 for sure. We have proof of that in a picture. I've also received emails that the Packers trained in Stevens Point from 1954 through 1957. And I've received emails that there were kids then that allowed the Packers to hop on their bikes and ride to the practice fields.
The picture that's in the Hall of Fame was taken in 1972. I did it, that was probably my last year of riding players down on my bike. I did it probably 3 years before that. Just happened to come in here 2 weeks ago with some friends of mine that were visiting from Detroit. And I said, yeah, I'd like to go through it with you. I haven't been here at all. And came around the corner and there's the picture of Scott Hunter. And I'm like, wow, there's Scott Hunter. That was my guy when I was riding him down. I said, wow, that picture, it looks just like holy cow, there I am. That's me. I'm in the Hall of Fame. And I pretty much let everybody know that I was in the Hall of Fame that was also visiting the Hall of Fame that day.
My sons have special needs. Their syndrome is called X-linked hydrocephalus, which essentially is just water on the brain, along with a few other things. They're nonverbal, non-mobile. We always just call them globally delayed. Raymond is totally, we always joke about, he's your sports guy. He wants to go, go, go all the time. He's in Boy Scouts. He plays special needs football. He plays Miracle League baseball. He always wanted to go. Like anything sports, anything, we're going somewhere, let's go. Nicholas, we always said, would be our gamer if he was able to do that type of thing, because Nicholas was 12, Raymond's 15. So we already had Raymond in football, baseball, scouts. So we're like, we're going. Nick, you're going. And he would always give me this look like, why are you picking me up? Why are we going places? I want to stay home. He loved movies. He loved listening to music with Papa. He just wanted to be home and chilling out. That was his personality. They can't ask me to go to the movies, so I need to anticipate that they want to go to the movies. They can't ask me to go see the Packer game. I have to anticipate that that's something they would want to do. So then we spent our time making sure they had all the experiences that other kids have.
So every day we go, me and my friends, and the players come out and then they choose someone to take them to practice. We wait at the bike corral. There's like gates that they have a section where the players come out. So some players will pick a different kid each day. It depends what they want to do, if they want to connect with the same kid every single day, or otherwise they'll choose another kid. I rode with several different players for a few days, and then I jumped into riding with Desmond for 4 years, and then I rode with Eddie for 4 years. Eddie and I talk about sports, school, stuff from like my favorite food to like what's my favorite color, how old I am, and it's my birthday, what I ate for breakfast. We talk about that every single day. I prefer to have the same player because you can connect with them, know more things about them, they can know more things about you, you guys can become friends, and I think me and Eddie have become super close, so it's nice. I cheer extra loud for Eddie so he can hear me. I usually scream his name for him to wave or something like that. I think he appreciates the extra support since usually his family can't make it to all the games because they live so far away, but to know that I'm there, I think that's nice to at least have someone there. In some ways, I feel like I'm a second family to him.
I believe that when growing up, you know, you always saw the older kids doing it, and how much, you know, how much the players gave back to them, and how involved you were with your hometown team. You know, it was a great thing to be a part of.
The boys can't ride bikes, so we never thought it was going to be possible. And I want to say 2 years ago, we got the gift of a special needs bike. So we bumped into a gal that was doing a news story, and she happened to just grab a random rookie and pointed him at Raymond. And he was like, okay. And so he got on the bike. We had a blast. We took a ton of pictures. He was all smiles. And we thought, we're going to come back again. The next day, I hooked in with a friend of mine who also is a special needs mom. And she has a bike. And we brought them both with bikes. And Quentin Rollins saw the bike. I think he recognized the bike. And took Nick. And off he went with Nick. And so I was so happy that they both got a chance. Nicholas had a lot of fun on his ride. He didn't always look it. The heat got to him sometimes and such, but I could tell that he was loving it. It's awesome to see all the kids lining up for rides from people who are their heroes. And it's just cool to see the Packers willing to do that. I don't think you see that anywhere else.
Yeah, I'm not sure there's any other tradition like it in pro sports. I can't think of any. Because it's not just about kids getting something or asking something from the players, like an autograph. They're also giving back, or in fact, basically initiating the experience.
So Nicholas had his ride last year, and we also pointed out to him, there's your buddy, you know, there's your pal on TV. Nicholas had a spinal fusion surgery in October, and I put a picture on Instagram of Nicholas getting out of the hospital, and it was on a big game day for Rollins. I don't even remember what game it was, but I put on Instagram, hey, Quentin, your buddy's getting out of the hospital today, and he's cheering you on, and he said, good job, dude, and get better, and he messaged back on that one, and so that was really cool. And then this past May, Nicholas passed away. This was unexpected. I think anytime you have a special needs child, you always anticipate the worst, but you never really think it's going to happen. So we did not expect it. Nicholas was in a good place. We expected it more when there were surgeries or things like that would take him from us, but not just a random day at school. They attempted to resuscitate him at school. They used an AED and gave super high quality CPR, and they managed to transfer him to a local hospital. From there, we air flighted to Children's Hospital and found out he was brain dead. But the first organ we found out he was able to donate was his heart. And I said it was kind of amazing and a little bit surreal. My daughter and I were in the room together, and I said, can you believe that right now we and another family are praying for the two same kids? For the two same reasons, but we just don't know each other. And so that was a big moment for us, to know that somewhere someone was praying for our son too. So, and then we kind of flipped the script, and we decided to really focus on him being able to maximize his gift. We're a spiritual family, so we believed he already went to heaven. And it was important to us to protect him and his body so that he could give the maximum gift he could give to people. And so he managed to donate his heart, his liver, and a kidney to two different people, and his corneas so someone else could see.
The bike tradition has survived because it's something as genuine can be.
I'm trying to get a Packer to ride my bike. And I did the pedals, I did my kickstand, I did this part, I did this. I'm gonna jump up and wave my arms.
Sometimes you'd get kind of choosy about who you wanted to ride down and who you didn't want to ride down. You would wait for your player to walk down. I didn't really have a favorite player until Scott Hunter picked me like two or three times in a row, and then I was the ride every day.
You get your yearly ones, but you know, you get the surprise ones. I've rode Leroy Butler, Earl Dotson, Santana Dotson, Antonio Freeman, Bill Schrader, you know, you get opportunities with all these guys throughout the years. It's just a lot of the guys are running late, and you're usually like, hey, where's the kid in the bike? You know, it's that's how you usually picked up a lot of your bike riders. And then, you know, some guys had them locked down. You know, you had one guy for the whole year. But, you know, I would ride Brian at Williams down. I'd go back up, and Leroy Butler would come running out and need a bike rider kid. So I was always happy to give out, you know, the bike ride to the next guy.
Raymond was super excited to go to training camp yesterday and to see Quentin Rollins. And it touched me a little bit, too, to know that Quentin was willing to look for us again and keep him on as a rider, even though he has special needs. Sometimes that's daunting to people. It's you kind of want someone you can connect with on a verbal level or some such, and it didn't seem to matter to either of them. Like, he was just as excited to see him, I think, as Raymond was to see Quentin. Quentin came out and hugged me when he saw me, and that was a big deal because I think he knew we were still mourning. So it felt like family. Felt like friend coming to see you. And then he said hi to Raymond and took him off, and off they went, like they're buds.
My favorite Packer player is Richard Rodgers. I'm going to try to get Packers to ride on my bike. I think it's really exciting that I get to see all the Packers and get their signatures. I have to say stuff really loud, and my plan was to ring my bell really loud, too.
The majority of my time while being a biker kid, I rode Najee Davenport. The thing I liked about, you know, Najee was it kind of was, you know, almost became a brothership after you rode him for, you know, a couple years. You know, he took us, me and friends, out to movies. But I'd eat at my parents' house. It was cool because, you know, when you're growing up, you want to be an athlete, you know, go play sports in high school. And, you know, he had an idol there that was, you know, playing for the Green Bay Packers. And, you know, he'd come to our football games and he'd say, you gotta run more on your toes, you know. And, you know, he'd give you kind of feedback like that. So it was fun to, you know, for him give you kind of some feedback too while you're trying to grow up and be the, you know, the best football player that you could be.
First bike rider I had was Brian Williams. That I can remember. Very, very nice guy. When you ride him up there, you always grab you two Gatorades from practice and give you one of the Gatorades on the way up to Lambeau. Just a very nice, intelligent man. And, you know, he cared about us too. That was the biggest thing. You know, he took his time out of his day to ask how I was doing. And, you know, I appreciated that as a kid and looking up to these football players who are, you know, above and beyond. I can never imagine being that young, not knowing what's out there. These guys were our heroes.
I think some of my memories were, you know, when he tried to, you know, show us BMX tricks, showing us how to 360 the handlebars or sit on the bars and ride the bike backwards. You know, probably not good ideas for him to be doing or teaching, you know, little kids, but it was definitely fun to, you know, watch him.
I'm really sad to be here. Go back out!
I like it because I get to hang out with my heroes. I've been doing this for 4 years. We wait for the riders to come out, and then they ride our bikes and we carry their helmets and gloves down to the field.
We use yellow tape that my mom bought, and then we use this green tape, and then we put stickers on. We put these ribbons on here, and we put this basket on here with a ribbon, Packer, and we put the sticker on here. And then on the seat, we have two Packer stickers. And then we have a mini license plate on the back.
You ride your player for the summer. You know, you watch training camp, see how he's doing. And then during the season, you didn't have much contact with him because, you know, he's busy. We're busy in school. But you watched every Sunday. You cried basically when he got injured or he couldn't play. And you celebrated all his big plays, his touchdowns. It was, you know, it was cool because, you know, that's your guy.
It just kind of makes you feel kind of special to be that kid, you know, that player's bike kid, knowing that you didn't have to sit there and wait and hope that you got pointed to, that you were a sure thing, so to speak.
So I found out about Najee's, you know, player profile interview from a friend that posted it to my Facebook. He's talking about his memories of being a Packer, and he's talking about his camaraderie with the team and the players and, you know, the relationship that we had.
What are your fondest memories of playing for the Packers?
There's a lot of them, but I guess like the camaraderie I built with my teammates, the boss of doing training camp, riding the bikes from here to there. That was fun. Like, there's a guy, his name is Corbin Ashbury. When I first started riding his bike, he may have been like 12. And now he's like 23 or something like that, and he's in college, and I talk to him on Facebook. But it's like stuff like that you build, and you just remember guys like that.
To know that my time being a biker kid meant as much to me as it did to Najee is really cool to me, because, you know, we put a lot of time and effort into, you know, being the best biker kid that we could. It's great that our memories of being growing up and getting to have do that, it sticks with the players just as much as it sticks with, you know, us as kids.
Sometimes people don't realize that drive can impact a child like Raymond, who then goes and sees his friends at school and they are super excited that he met a Packer player. So that makes him super cool. It really is interesting to see the inclusion happen because of something so, what some people would think is trivial. It isn't. It means something. To see his face, to give him knucks or a high five, that's a big deal. That's his dream.